sometimes I talk with people and we talk about each other's testimonies, and you go down that path sometimes about things that could have happened or did happen, and then you hear that voice, but God rich in mercy.
Amen.
If you hadn't listened to that sermon lately, go listen to it, but God rich in mercy.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank the Lord for his mercy.
Amen.
We'll sing Word of God is Ever True as our brother comes. Looking forward to hearing Brother Manuel. I told Brother Wade, Brother Manuel Salazar in New Mexico, we call him Manny. It's just short for Manuel, but I said, we got us a Manny now. So I'm going to have to tell him out there. I said, we got us one now. So we just thank the Lord for him. And I know that I've seen the hand of the Lord on his life. And so you just pull on that gift, come expecting, and God to speak through him and to give you something that you can take and let the Holy Spirit inspire it, and you give it to others out there. That's what it's all about. The upper room was a multiplication room. And so that's what we're here for, is to receive and give out. Amen. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the word of God impart words of life, words of hope. It gives us strength.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I'm thankful.
Yes. You know,
praise the Lord for for all he's done in our lives, for this ministry, for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk.
Yes,
it is, God bless you all that has been behind this ministry and supporting and have been a part of it. We've had a very grateful welcome, so we are so grateful for that. We thank the Lord and thank each and every one of you.
Yes.
And thank you, Pastor Dale. Well, as we all get situated here, we'll get right into the word and we'll pray. I have a thought that burns in my heart, so I look forward to sharing with you. It's a lot of scriptures, and as I was in my study, there was just a lot of fresh revelation just being poured out, and we're so grateful to be able to share this. Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, it'd be perfect. That's good right there. Very good. Well, let's bow our heads as we're all standing already. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful. We're so thankful, Lord, that you've given us life, that you've given us these words of hope, these words of life, and that they give us strength and help us cope. We ask that you bless this service tonight, that you will give us a strong anointing, Father, just to receive your word, and that you would just have these words cause the effect that you intended for them, that they would not return to you void.
Amen.
I pray, Father, that it would be preached in simplicity,
Amen.
That the thoughts that you had before the foundation of the world would be fresh and revealed to us in a brand new way, Father, just like something brand new, something that rejoices, something that has life with it. So we pray that in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may take your seats. We'll start off with three opening scriptures. We'll go to Exodus 6. And the title of the sermon, it would be I Am.
Amen.
So just two simple letter words.
Amen.
I Am. And then I have a subtitle there, and it's stated, but he said, I am.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then these are all scriptural verses. I even have a subtitle to the subtitle, if I may. And that is, when the I Am speaks,
yes,
all else remains silent.
Yes.
And we'll see examples of that of Jehovah, the Old Testament. We'll see examples of that of Jesus of the New. We'll see examples of that in Brother Branham's life and in characters of the Bible. And then also, if the Lord wills, to share testimonies of in our own lives. So we're grateful to share this. All right. So in Exodus 3:14, when you think of the I Am, the first thing that comes to mind, right, is I am that I am.
Amen.
Right. That's just the first thing that comes to mind. So let's go ahead and read that. It will be 3:14. And it says, excuse me, Exodus 3:14. I'll read from here. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you. I've always asked myself, what was it about that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so if he said it, then okay, now we get it. What was that? What was it behind that
Amen.
Name? It got me to think. It's like, was this the first time that the word I am was used? Or what was it about it? And we'll go into that.
Amen.
Then we'll go into Mark 14:61-62. And this is the high priest actually going to pose a question. So he says, but he held his peace, Jesus, and answered nothing.
Yeah.
Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am.
Amen.
And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power.
Amen.
And coming in the heavens, or in the clouds
Amen.
Of heavens.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this is one of my favorite ones, because this brings it down to me and you.
Amen.
This is referring to the blind man that was blind from birth. Mm. Right? Yeah. And some of his neighbors, it says in the verse before this, it says, and some of the neighbors will talk among themselves. It says, is it him? Is it really him? You know, he looks like him. And again, these are the neighbors. They should have known better, right?
Yeah, right.
So then some said, it goes on 9, John 9:9, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But what did he say?
Amen.
But he said, I am he.
Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll take off from there, because those are the opening scriptures, but I have about 25 different characters that have said those words, I am.
Amen.
And I know Brother Dale has said it. I know some of us have said it. You know, I am is such a personal,
Absolutely.
Strong testimony.
Right. Amen.
It is, you know, first eyewitness and such. It is pretty powerful in a court of rule, right?
Yeah.
In a rule of court. But I think just as powerful is when the person that was there feeling it, doing it,
right.
it says what he truly experience.
Amen.
It's the I am.
True, brother.
Right? So we'll go with that. And as I was asking to see if it was the first time that word I am was used or not, then I realized that no, we have to go back to when God spoke to Abraham.
Amen.
It was the first time that the word I am was actually ever spoken. And
yep.
I found it in Genesis 15:1, where it says, I am thy shield. Again, it was not Abraham yet. It was Abram.
Amen.
And then we'll find it in Genesis 15:7, where he said, I am the Lord
Amen.
That brought thee out of Ur. So it's already with the proof, you know, remember, I was the one that brought you out.
Yeah.
That came with a bit of a evidence now of the Chaldeans to give thee this land to inherit it. Then we'll go into a little bit later where it says, and when Abraham was 90 years old and 99, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the God, I am the Almighty God.
Amen.
And we'll see and we'll trace through the scriptures how this Almighty God kept on being traced to the different ones.
Amen.
And I love it how we usually hear of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And there's a little progression here, because at first it was the God of Abraham only. And then you'll see how Isaac says, I am the God of, I am. He kept on revealing himself, the God of Abraham. And then the same thing with Jacob. He says, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. And then there was that progression, right? And then it went on to Joseph, the fact that he revealed to him in dreams. And then we have Moses. So that was the progression there. So there was a story behind that already. So when they said, I am that I am, I am he has sent thee. They had the personal testimony over already of what was it that their parents were talking about. Here's some examples. I'll just scroll through some of these we're seeing here. He said, I, the Lord, appear unto him, Isaac, the same night. I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, I am with thee. I will bless thee and multiply thy seed from my servant Abraham's sake.
Amen.
Then on 28, it goes on to say, now this is Jacob, right? Because he was talking about Jacob's ladder. So he goes to him, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land where thou liest, to thee I will give it, and to thy seed. I like how he threw that in there, right? And to thy seed. It's starting to involve us there a little bit. So praise the Lord. You know, this in blue here is not scripture. This is just me putting in a sentence in here. So God revealed to Abraham who the I am was. Then Isaac, then Jacob, then to thy seed. So we have a promise, right?
Amen. Right.
Is the blessings were to Abraham and to the descendancy and to thy seed. On Genesis 35:11, he gave Israel the same promise. And he said, as he did Abraham. And the same in Revelations of, he said, I am God Almighty.
Amen.
Now that's Jesus speaking.
Yes,
so there's also a little bit of correlations here how the deity of Jesus Christ. Jehovah the old being Jesus the new. So then in here is when he spoke to Jacob in many different ways. And he kept on saying the I am. But I really would like to ponder on this one a little bit. So in Genesis 37, Joseph dreamed a dream. And then the father sent him to seek his brothers. A type, right? We know Brother Branham said he was a perfect type.
Amen.
Now he said the man was perfect. He said it was a perfect type.
Right.
Right? So to see if they were keeping the sheep, his brothers were not. They had left to Dathan. His brothers conspired against him. In Genesis 39, the Lord was with Joseph. So then we know what happened when he went on and to come into his position. I love this verse because it says in Genesis 45:3, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. So now, think about how strong that is. Who can refute him? Who can tell him, no, you're not?
Right.
Who can come against that I am?
Amen.
In a person now.
Yeah.
In a human being.
Good,
not I am Abraham, I am Jacob, I am Isaac, I am. This might be the first time that a person was saying it with this revelation. But look what happened. Does my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him. So as we continue, we're going to read a lot of scriptures and share a lot of testimonies from the message where I found people saying I am. Right? Brother Branham saying I am.
Yeah.
Many of the characters in the message quotes saying I am.
Right.
And in the Bible saying I am. And just do notice that, how there's always a power that flew with it. There's always that went with it. There's always a truth. There was always a righteousness.
Right.
You know, in Spanish, we have a saying when you play baseball and it says, you know, who's going to argue against the umpire, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, it's like said and done, right?
Right.
It's like, I think I am is a stronger statement than that.
Amen.
Though, right?
Amen.
So yeah. I'll read it again. And Joseph said, this is Joseph clearly unto his brother, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? I just love that. You know, his heart's already yearning. You know? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence.
You
know, praise the Lord. I think that's I think that's beautiful, brothers. You know, when somebody is truly testifying, I am. And I wrote that in there twice, just in case I forgot it. So in Exodus 2, God spake unto Moses, saying, I am the Lord. The reason why I put these scriptures that are in Exodus 6 also, where he said, I am that I am, is that even before God told Moses now, we're skipping to Moses now, I am that I am, go tell him that I am sent. Has sent thee. I love the fact that he also revealed himself to Moses. So in 6:2 it says, and God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am the Lord. In 6 he said, moreover I said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
Amen.
And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. But on 7, it says, "And I will take you to my people, and I will be with you a God. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." I like that, know, right? "And that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from the burdens of the Egyptians." Right? And then I love how in 11, Moses asked a real good question. He says, and Moses said unto God, "Who am I?" See, God just told him who God was, right? So I think this is where we start to discover, well, who am I?
Amen.
Right? I think it's a good question to ask even.
Amen.
Go ahead and ask it, might as well. I mean, right. You want to know who you live with.
Right.
You want to know who you are.
Amen.
Who are you?
Amen.
And look into that. As I'm reading some of the scriptures, sometimes there's plenty of places where the I am came after somebody asked that question.
Right.
Who are you, Jesus?
Right.
Who are you? Or to the blind man, you know, and I am he. Argue against that.
Yeah,
he can prove it. He can say, "I can tell what you look like now."
Right.
"I was blind, but now I can see," right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I like that, because then he says, that I should go unto Pharaoh. Who am I, right? That I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? You know, who are you to take God's possession out of Egypt, out of the world, out of denominationism and such? And then he said in 12, "Certainly I will be with thee." So he didn't immediately tell him who he was again. He didn't answer that question quite yet. I think he does a little later here, because it said, I will be with thee, and this shall be a token. I like how he gave him a token, right?
Amen.
He says, "Unto thee that I have sent thee." So in other words, he's someone that got sent. So already he's starting to reveal to him who he is.
Right.
"When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt." I love how God prophesied, right? He says,
right,
"When you will bring these people out of Egypt. You shall serve." So then here it is. He was a God's servant. "You shall serve." You have to find ourselves in the volumes of the book, right? "So he shall serve God upon this mountain." Praise the Lord. And that's a sermon in and of itself. So, yeah. I promise not to take 10 hours, so I'll take the one. So I'll make sure your brother keep me in line here. All right. So, and then came the famous words, "I am that I am." You know, I remember the first time I read those words. You got to remember, I didn't raised with the knowledge of Christianism, and later in life when I first I don't know if you ever know what that feels like, is to never read a Bible, and here you are a young adult and you're reading the Bible like a kid again. And then you read where it says, "I am that I am." It just does something.
Amen.
It did something to me. It's like, what is that? Why do I like it? Why do I think it's so right? Who else answers that way? It's like, "Hey, who are you?" "I am that I am." You know, "am" is a verb. And I was reading on this, and we'll touch upon this in some future times, Lord willing. But "I am" is a verb. And I love how in the Spanish Bible, when it says John 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." It actually says, "In the beginning was the verb, and the verb was with God, and the Word was God." It refers to a word as a verb. I like that.
Amen.
Because I can see that. I can perceive that in my personal walk with Christ. It's alive. It's a word that does. I be, you can say I is, you can say I's with the apostrophe, as you know, I is. It's all the same. It's just you're basically saying, I believe he was saying, "I am he," you know, the one, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of that was in Joseph. And the God that is now in you, because he told them that right before he told them this.
Right,
so I love that study, because how this study came about is this, you know, I was intrigued by that "I am," but then I said, was that the first time I was ever written? And then I went back.
Amen.
And of course, it was said plenty other times going forward. So let's go right to it. In 15:26, he says, I am the Lord. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So here's another attribute of, you know, I am. He's a healer, right? As we know it. And in Ruth, I love this. In the book of Ruth, and he said, Boaz asked a question. He says, "Who art thou?" Right? And she said, "I am Ruth." I like the confidence here. "Thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt." I think I read that somewhere else, where God has spreads over his skirt, over his people. "Over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman."
Amen.
Right? Isn't that beautiful? Like, he not, you know what I like about this scripture? He did not only tell Boaz who Ruth was herself, he actually told Boaz who he was. He that's like when you say, "Thou, Lord, thou art worthy," when you praise the Lord, you know, and thou art a near kinsman. You know, you might be good, but you like it when your children say, "Dad, I think you're doing a good job."
Yeah.
I mean, that's okay. It's okay that Ruth tells him, "You're my near kinsman." Not just a kinsman, but he was near.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In Psalm 111, I found where it says, "I am dying, save me." And I want to bring this up because it's going to start getting a little bit more powerful here as we start reading some more of the more I ams. But I want to bring a balance to this where it says, "I'm small." 119:41-41, "I am despised." Yeah. Right? Because we know and we've read before that humanly speaking, there's also some other I ams. I am a worm. I am despised. I am weak.
Yep.
Right? So bringing in a balance here that we're not hyping up our flesh here when we say I am.
Right.
So if I get a little bit excited and all that, just recognize that this is not the flesh.
Right.
I know who the flesh is. I don't want to testify of it this night, all right? Praise the Lord. So on the Song of Solomon's, of course, the Shulamite or the woman here says, "I am my beloved's. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine." So he knows who he is too and who she is.
Yeah.
He feedeth among the lilies. In 7:10, he says, "I am my beloved's and his desires towards me."
Amen.
He just doesn't know him. He knows he knows so much about him that he says he actually desires me.
Yeah. Right.
I think that's just personal.
Amen.
I think that's when we start getting into the I am of, you know, who the I am is in us, who we are in him and
Amen.
Such, right? So praise the Lord. I love it because it also mentions I am, and there's a song for it too. And to me, this is just powerful. "Fear thou not, for I am with thee.
Amen.
Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Surely I will strengthen thee. Surely I will help thee. Will uphold thee with the right hand. With the right hand of my righteousness."
Yes. Amen.
And then it repeats itself. 41:10. If you're discouraged, 41:10.
Yeah.
Amen. They say nothing about me. Other than that, he's going to come help me. And he's going to come strengthen me. I need that to help me, to uphold me with the right hand of his righteousness.
Amen.
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 So in Jeremiah, I love this too, because this is just more about saying that how he parallels the I am with Jehovah of Jesus. Because this is Jeremiah 3:14. "Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married." Pretty clear.
Amen.
"Unto you, I would take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion."
Amen.
Praise the Lord, right?
Amen.
And now let's get into the New Testament. So let me catch my breath here, and this is where we'll talk about the New Testament, and then
Amen.
We'll share some message quotes, and then we'll get to share
yes,
some testimony, right?
Praise
the Lord. So when Jesus came, this is Matthew 16:13, into the coast of Caesarea, Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, so here comes the question again. "Whom the man say that I, the Son of Man, am?" I think he kind of gave him the answer with the question. "Whom do man say that I, the Son of Man, am?" I just love the question.
Amen.
And then in 16:15, he said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?"
Amen.
And that's when Peter had that revelation. I just love that he's basically saying, I am something.
Yeah.
So, right? "Peter, tell me who I am." In other words, I am. But tell me who I am, Peter. "Who do man say? Who do you say?" I just love that.
Amen.
I just think that's beautiful. So then Matthew, you know, it's just a good reference of the New Testament referring to the same God of the Bible, right? "I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob."
Yep.
"God is not the God of the dead,
Hallelujah.
But the living." So if you're living, praise
Amen.
The Lord. He's a God of you. So Matthew 22:46, I love this a lot. So Jesus is kind of giving him a tongue twister here. He's saying, "While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ?" You notice how it came a question again?
Right.
So he's really asking about himself. But he says, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" So they said unto him, "The son of David." He said unto them, "How then does the David in the spirit call him Lord? Saying, the Lord said unto my Lord,
Amen.
Sit thou in my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then can call him Lord, who is his son?"
Yeah, right.
"And no," this is kind of tying back to the subtitle, "and no man was able to answer him a word."
Amen.
Neither does any man from that day forth ask him any more questions.
Amen.
Shut him up. Actually, I was going to subtitle this, "When I Am Speaks, All Else Shuts Up," but I thought that was going to be a bit of a rude word. Yeah, but all else remains silent. It still is. They surely do. Actually, you'll read here in the message what Brother Branham says is the infidel had no grounds.
That's right.
In many different places where it basically means it calmed things. It put things in their place, right? So in John 1:45-49, I love this. So now this is going to Nathaniel now. So now we're going to be talking about how God discerned who the I Am was in Nathaniel.
Right.
Who he was in the Lord's sight. So we know Philip found Nathanael. And of course, in 47 it says, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, Behold an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile. This is one of those also that just got me to the core when I first read it for myself.
Amen.
Nathanael said unto him, Whence knowest thou me?
Right.
So how do you know who I am? So he didn't actually deny what Jesus told him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. So the question I have for us to think about is, what happened underneath that fig tree? And the question I have, that's in the New Testament, but also in the Old Testament, what was it about when Moses told him, I am, has sent me, that did something? Was it that the children of Israel, what did they regard against about the I Am that they just said, oh, well, if he said it, then yeah, I believe it. And I want you to really think about what happened underneath that fig tree. Because if somebody just says, I think I saw you at Circle K last time, well, you don't say words like, Nathanael answered him and unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Like three names, right? Rabbi.
Right.
Teacher, master,
right.
Thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. So I wanted to ask, and then Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said I saw thee, unto thee I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. So I really want you to think, what happened underneath that fig tree? What was special about it, right?
Amen.
That it did something to Nathanael. She got some water in here. So in search we would see Jesus. I like how Brother Branham goes into a bit of a vision in here, and he actually sees Nathanael, and he actually sees what Nathanael was praying too. I think it's very special that a prophet, you know, is built up that way. So Brother Branham goes on to say, in search we would see Jesus. Probably it was getting evening time when he got in. He knocks on the door, and Mrs. Nathanael comes to see the door. Well, if it isn't our friend Philip, oh, where is Nathanael? He's taking a stroll out in the orchard. So away he went out in the orchard, and he found out there under the tree, the fig tree, he found Nathanael down on his knees, perhaps saying, look what he was praying for.
Right.
Oh, Lord God, that you promised us deliverance.
Yep.
We're looking for it. We've been waiting for it. When will you do it? Oh, Lord God. I'm waiting for that promise you give.
Amen.
I just love that prayer. I think it's sincere.
Yeah,
and it says, gets up and dust his clothes off like that. And he turned around, and who was standing there but Philip? He said, oh, no doubt, Philip, my friend. He's starting to think, right? And before he said anything, how are you getting along, or is the trees all right? He had an urgent message, something real. He said, come see who we found. Oh, right straight to the mark. Come see who we found. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. He's the Messiah. I know he is the Messiah.
Amen.
I just think that's beautiful. I believe that Philip felt the presence of the Lord. I believe that Philip had an encounter with the I Am, because Jesus said, I saw thee, and we know who the I Am was.
Right.
And he told him who he was. And it must have been something so strong for someone just to say, okay, yeah, you're it. You're rabbi. You're the king. Yeah, just think about it. Somebody just doesn't say like, oh, yeah, he must have told them, I am he. You know, I was there. I saw thee when you were under the fig tree. And only they knew what happened there. But I think it's special that God revealed to Nathanael who he was and who he, Nathanael, was in the Lord and who the Lord was in his life and how that Jesus that was there was one and the same. And I think that right there, my brothers and sisters, has a lot of unity with the Jew, right, who's praying to Jehovah, the God of the old, and Jesus the new, right there, and all being revealed in one. So I personally love that. And in John 1:19, we know they asked John the Baptist similar questions, right? And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? Right? Kind of goes to the same. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And I think that's powerful, too. It's good to know who you are and who you are not, or who you ain't, in other words, right? So, praise the Lord. And it says, and he confessed and denied not, but he confessed, I am not the Christ. But what did he say on 23? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path, the way of the Lord, as saith the prophet Isaiah.
Amen. Right.
And they just, there's power when he said that, because that's who he was.
Right.
You can't come against that.
Sure.
All else shuts up, that's what they always say, right?
Yep.
So John 3:28, yourselves bear witness, this is John saying it again, that I said I am not the Christ. But I am sent before him. But he still knows who he is. He knows his place.
Right.
You know, Brother Branham said the same. So we definitely appreciate that. I love this one, the woman at the well. The woman at the well said unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come. I love that present word. Like, when he is come.
Amen.
Is he here? When he's come, he would tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak it unto thee am he.
Amen.
That's another way of saying I am,
that's
by the way,
right,
if you didn't catch it, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I love this because, you know, I did this study. I really got before the Lord, and I was not just finding the word I am, because you really have to read to the scriptures, and these names kept on popping into my mind. It's like, the woman at the well, he said it. It's just a revelation. He did tell them that he was him.
Right.
So I went to go find it, and it wasn't exactly like the, you know, I am next to each other, but he did say, I that speaketh unto thee am he. So I think that's powerful because you know what happened with that woman that went to the well, right? And she went and she testified and he said, come and see who we found. He told me all about me.
Yep, right.
Just because he told him who he was and maybe a little bit about who she was in the flesh, but who he was.
Amen.
Encourage her who she will be in Christ, right?
Yep.
He'll give you waters that you will not thirst again.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
So in John 8:18, I am one. This is Jesus that bear witness of myself. And the Father that sent me bears witness of me. In 8:53, as we know in chapter 8 is when he kind of really duked it out with the Abraham seed there, right? Because they were asking him, art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who makest thou thyself? Right? So it's a question. And then Jesus told him, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad.
Amen.
Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Now, think about this. Why was he asking Jesus? Why were they asking Jesus, you're not even 50 yet, and you've seen Abraham? He didn't quite say that verbatim. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. But I think he's starting to perceive that there was a vision going on.
Right.
He's saying, oh, you seen him?
Right.
And then it says, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham, I am.
Amen.
And we know that's a powerful I am. Amen. And we know that we love that. And to me, that's basically, it just shuts up all the unbelief.
Amen.
Right? When he, under the inspiration, is able to say, I am. I believe it does the same for the believers. And this is where we had spoken about the blind man from birth, where he said, some said, this is he. Others said, he's like him. But he said, I am.
Amen.
So I think what matters most and to take away from that is what you say of yourself.
Amen.
You know, regarding the things of the Lord, not what the naysayers have to say or not what the unbelievers have to say or the world or the devils
Amen.
Or this world system.
Amen.
There's just only one person needs to know who I am is in you.
Right.
Right? So in John 9, we have here where he said, answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?" This is the blind man, by the way.
Right.
And he said unto him, "Thou," because they actually told him, "Do you know who he is? So we can go take us to him." And he says, I don't know. Remember, he was blind when he told him, "Go wash." So then he encounters Jesus again here. And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee."
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
I am the one that healed you, basically, right? From the blindness.
Amen.
So John 13, "Now I tell you before it come, that when it come to pass, ye believe that I am he."
Amen.
So I think Jesus really was all about identification of who his disciples were, who he was, who his father was, who we will be, who the bride will be, who his children will be, who his, the unbeliever is. And I just think it's beautiful to bring it together here and this walk here and to remember who I am is in you. All your testimonies, all the things that he has done for you. And if you ever run out of I ams, you can always take anything he said about you and say, "I am that one. I am the healed one. I am." And we'll see examples of some people did that and actually said it. You know, even when Brother Branham, his plane was grounded, he says, "I am a type of that, you know, Shunammite woman." So he actually, it says, "Where's my Elijah?"
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it's just some beautiful things, right? I think when we start pondering upon these things. And John 14, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake." So I want to also visit this one because this is about Jesus. And I think it's also very powerful here. "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
And remember, this is when they were going to go bring Jesus to take him to the cross.
Yep.
"Then answer him, Jesus of Nazareth." That's who they were looking for, right? So what did Jesus do, right?
Amen.
"Jesus said unto them, I am he."
Amen.
I love that because when he said, "I am he," it's the most powerful demonstration here when it says, "And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them."
Right.
But this is what I like about the "I am" there. As soon then as he had said unto them, "I am he," they went backwards.
Yeah.
And fell to the ground.
Yep.
So I just want to ask, you know, why did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why was that "I am" such a personal testimony? Because
right.
they asked the question, "Whom seek thee?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth."
Yep.
I think if anybody else would have spoken, "Oh, he's right here," it would have not had the same effect, right?
No.
I think that we got to remember that when we say "I am healed" or "I am God's son," or "I am whatever is against you," and that God promised you that will
right.
be defeat the word, that will defeat the devil any place, any time, under any circumstance,
yeah.
I think it does this. I think it has that effect
yeah.
when it is deity yeah. speaking in human
Amen.
Flesh, right?
Amen.
So praise the Lord. And in Revelations here, and then we'll soon go to some of the message quotes where we find this. "I am Alpha and Omega."
Yep.
We know that was said in the Old Testament of Jehovah the Old. "The beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty."
Amen.
And then in 1:11, he's saying, "I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it out to the seven churches. Praise the Lord, which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and Sardis and Philadelphia and unto Laodicea." Praise the Lord. And the last scripture I have here is, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel." So that... This is Revelation. He said he was Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Because I know that, you know, Alpha, Omega, all is powerful,
right.
The Almighty.
Right.
"I am Jesus. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto these things to you. To testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the
Amen.
Offspring of David and the bright and morning
right.
star."
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I just want to encourage you with the scriptures, and we'll share some of the instances in where in the message that God sent to us this age through the prophet William Branham.
Amen.
I'd like to speak a little bit about that blind girl.
Amen.
Yeah.
"And I looked," this is "in believe ye that I am able to do
Amen.
This. I had noticed that. So and then it says, And I looked, my heart was just a breaking. I said, look, lady, perhaps I'm the one you want to see. And friends, I never forget those hands grabbed me by the lapel and like that. And she said, is you the healer? I said, no, I am Brother Branham. I said, Jesus is the healer. I think that's just a good balance right there where it just, who else could have done that, right? They're right there other than the person who was being sought after, who was at that time, who this young lady wanted to go contact, through whom Jesus was going to work, through whom the great I Am was going to work. I just think it's a beautiful story is how when Brother Branham said, you know, I am, I think, what can the devil do at that point? Right? She's the one that came with the faith and she's blind and found him.
Yeah, right. Amen.
I mean, if that's not God,
right.
It's beautiful.
Amen.
Sister Hetty Wright, you know, it's one that came to my mind. I believe that when she said that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
I believe she had an experience before that.
Amen.
Because why would you just say that's nothing but the truth?
Amen.
Had she experienced God's power in creation? Because Brother Branham said that there's much said about this, that there was a super, super anointing that came upon her.
Amen.
And even said that was the first time it's been done on a human for whatever reason.
Right.
I just think it's beautiful. I no more than said that until Sister Hattie, sitting there crying. So this wasn't just like, it might be true, if you say so.
No.
She knew that what Brother Branham was saying was nothing but the
Amen.
Truth.
Yeah.
She believed it.
Amen.
I think the I Am had revealed that to her before that.
Amen.
Before I saw you, when you were under the fig tree. Before God met with Sister Hattie. And this was just her opportunity to say, I believe it. Amen. I am. That was the I Am. I believe that the I Am created those girls.
Amen.
That was her testimony of her saying that. And I want to dwell a little bit upon this one because the Shunammite woman in type, I called it here to remember myself. And I turned around. This is when God grounded that airplane, right? So I turned around and said, how do you know I was a parson? Remember a question? And she said, Parson, did you ever read in the Bible about that Shunammite woman that had a baby by promise? I said, yes, auntie. I read that many a time. I preached on it not long ago. She said, I's that kind of woman, too.
Yeah, that's right.
If you, just to interpret that means I am.
Yep.
I's that kind of woman, too. I told the Lord, if he gave me a child, I'd raise him for him, or I raised it for him. Said Parson, the Lord give me a boy, and I raised him till he was in his teens. Said he took a road that was wrong, got out with some bad company. Said he's lying here dying now. He's caught a bad disease and the doctors can't do nothing for him. Said they give him all kinds of shots, but said he's a backslider and said he's lying in here dying. Said he'd been unconscious since day before yesterday and said he don't know nothing. He thinks he's out in the deep sea somewhere cold and said, Parson, it just breaks my heart to see my boy die like that. I said, I want him saved. And I said, I prayed all night. And I said, Lord, you give me that baby.
Amen.
But where's the Elijah?
Amen.
You got to see how many I Ams are in this
Amen.
Picture.
Amen.
She said, now, Lord, you help me. Don't let my baby die like this. And said, and the Lord told me this morning. I said, I kind of fell asleep and there in the chair. And I dreamed that I was to come out here and stand in this gate and I'd see a man coming dressed like you is. Oh my, you know how that makes you feel?
Yeah.
In other words, this woman was telling him who Brother Branham was.
Right.
He didn't care about, oh, you never heard about me?
Yeah.
It's funny because Brother Branham usually would not even, he kind of shy away from, you know, right. saying who he was and all that. She was not interested in that. He said, I know who you are. He was dressed
Amen.
like you is.
Right.
I love that.
Right.
Now, I want to testify here a little bit of something. So we've heard about We've heard about God grounding an airplane, right?
Right.
To meet the need
right.
of a sister and of his son.
Right.
But have you heard in the message where God stopped the train? Look at this. Same message, expectation. And then it goes on to say, a few months after that, story hadn't ended, I was passing through on a train. And I stopped in to get something to eat. I heard somebody holler, Parson Branham. He was pulling one of these little old carts around like that down there at the station working. He ran and grabbed a hold of my hand, said, you remember me? I said, no, I don't. He said, I was the boy.
Amen.
You come that morning that the Lord let you down there when Mammy was praying, says, Parson Branham, eyes perfectly whole now.
Amen.
And I's a Christian now.
Amen.
Now, in case you didn't catch, I would like to point out four I ams in here. He said who he was, right? Notice how he said, I was that boy, because he's a different creation now, right? So he said, I was that boy. It was that boy who recognizes who he was, who he is. And then it says, that morning when the Lord, the I am, let you down there, when Mammy, her mom, she knew who she was, and she knew who Elijah was unto him and who his boy was. And she testified it. She said, I asked the Lord. It was just like that. She knew my woman. I needed a boy of promise. I asked that boy. She gave it unto me, and now here we are. And then here it says, Mammy was there, and then it says, when it's praying, it says, Parson Branham, there's Brother Branham, who was there, who was the I am, that was who the Lord worked through,
right.
And his I is perfectly whole now. In other words, he says, I am.
Amen.
I am healed. I am perfectly
Amen.
Whole.
Right.
I'm a believer. I'm a Christian
Amen.
Now. I think that's a beautiful, beautiful response. To faith and to testimony.
Amen.
And I just love how it ties. You know, I didn't think about that before, is how God stopped a train.
Yep.
We always hear how God stopped
an
airplane, and he grounded the airplane, right?
Right?
So I just think that that's just a beautiful follow through to that miraculous healing,
right?
Exactly. When that little boy was was healed. In identification, I couldn't leave this one out with the little boy in the mirror. That was another, I think, revelation the little boy had of who he was. And, of course, that testifies of us, right?
Right.
In identification, we know the story, right? Visiting grandmother, he didn't have exposure to mirrors before.
Yep.
And then he started, I'll skip down to the last verses, and he started to the little boy, excuse me, one more. And he had been closed, the door, since they come in. But in the mirror on his side, and he saw a little boy. And he started to the little boy, you know, to make friends with him. And he began to look into this glass. He's got up close. I think that's what we got to do sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Amen.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Get that right reflection on that light there?
Good,
through the message, through the lens of the message.
Yeah.
The light shining on this day in our Bibles. And he began to look into this glass. And he got up close. And he turned around and said, why, Mama, that's me. I think that's just a beautiful example of when we come to that realization of when this message is speaking to us. You know, I want to say something to the brethren or people who've gone astray or had questions about this message or are denying Christ's message to this age. You can't tell me that.
No, sir.
I am He.
Amen.
I am who this message came
Amen.
To. I am
Amen.
The bride of Christ.
Amen.
I'm a portion of
Amen.
God's Son in this earth. I
Amen.
Believe Christ's words on this page. I believe what God spoke through his prophet,
Amen.
Malachi 4.
Amen.
And I believe it is true.
Yes,
I am He.
Amen.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Intelligence. Show us the Father. And I said, you think on that while I go squirrel hunting, right? And we know the story when Brother Branham came to the infidel.
Right.
And then, I'll read it here. And I said, you think on that a while, I go squirrel hunting. And then when I come back, if you will tell me what intelligence, he asked a question, what intelligence makes the apple tree hide in the winter? He says, I'll go squirrel hunting. And if you tell me what intelligence tells that sap in that tree, that life, go down in the roots and hide till spring. Then come back up again. When you find out what intelligence worked that life up, down, up and down through that tree at the seasons, I, in other words, I am, would tell you what intelligence told me that that woman was going to be healed. Said, told you. Told you? I said, yes, sir. I said, he said, you're not that preacher. I said, I am, Brother Branham. That's it. It's simple, guys. And he said, can you prove it? I said, sure. I said, I guess I don't look like it. Brother Branham was asking him, right? I like how he responded, the infidel. He said, no, I admire that. He said, you look human. Praise the Lord. I said, well, all right, sir. And he said, are you that minister? I just think that's beautiful. Is who can argue with him? I mean, here is an infidel, one of the strongest infidel, right, that come across. And he said, there's only one thing I'd like to know. Out of all in the world and out of all the people in the world, asking the right question to the right person at the right time. That'll bring out the I am.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. Yeah. True, brother, man.
Get in this world, find out who you are, and just say it.
Yes, sir.
Just say it. I think it's beautiful that, I just think that, I think at that point it's just, if there's anything of God inside you, it is impossible to unbelieve anybody.
Right. Yep. Right.
When I tell you too, I am he who God saved, who God sanctified, is in the process of doing that, and who filled me with his Holy Ghost and his fire, and who has given me this message, and he who's raptured my soul will rapture this flesh to give me a new body.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. I said, yes, sir. He had asked, are you that minister? The same God that can speak to a tree can speak to a man. And there I led the old fellow to Christ. Intelligence. Now, this is going back to the subtitle. So as we would see Jesus, then I asked this question. What intelligence runs that sap out of the tree down into the roots to hide in the for the winter? Oh, that infidel has no grounds. Come to Christ.
Amen.
I'd like to, this is one of the last notes I have here about the ranch bride. I call it the ranch bride for lack of better words, but this is when the boss son of the armor company in Chicago went out to go look for a wife, a bride.
Right.
And there's much to be said about that, but I just want to capture how she believed that. She believed who she was, and she manifested it. She don't care about the people laughing and making jokes. I mean, it don't really hurt her when she's got the real faith. So she said, but he promised me. I was there when it happened, right? So I guess I don't know. Amen. Said he promised. He has promised. Said I believe his word.
Amen.
I am. When you respond, I am, to life's question, there is a power, a truth, and a life that follows such response. And I would like to just encourage you here with a few scriptures. And if you ever want to encourage yourself, these are some of the things that you already know, but you can just speak them out, believe them, pray them, praise them, make songs about them. I am created in God's image.
Right.
That would defeat the devil any place under any circumstance when you're asking about the way you look or things like that.
Right.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Absolutely.
I am a child of God.
Amen.
I am loved unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
I am chosen.
Yes.
I'm a new creation. All Bible words.
Yep.
He already defeated the devil with these. Do
right.
the same.
Right.
He will do the same today again. I am a new creation. I am God's masterpiece. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am. It's just what he made me to be.
Amen.
It's not a question.
Right.
It's the truth.
Amen.
He made you to be a temple of the Holy Spirit. I am forgiven. I am redeemed.
Amen.
I am justified. I am sanctified. I am not
Amen.
Just a conqueror. I'm more
Amen.
Than a conqueror. I am a co-heir with Christ. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am a citizen of heaven. I am seated in Christ in heavenly places. I am free from condemnation. I know what I was like. I know what it's like to be condemned. So I also recognize his liberation and his freedom. I can say that with a lot of thanksgiving. You know, I'm free. I'm thankful to be free. I am a friend of God. I am God's workmanship. I am God's ambassador. I am God's husbandry. It means a field and building. I am a royal priesthood. I am part of God's family. That's a good. I am strong in the Lord. I'm weak, but I'm strong in the Lord. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. I am bold in Christ. I am blessed with every spiritual blessings. I am holy, a blameless before God. Amen. I am sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. I am complete in Christ. Amen. I am called to be, to bear fruit. Amen. I am free in Christ. I am hidden in with Christ in God.
Amen.
I am hidden with Christ in God. That's Galatians 3:3. I am a member of the body of Christ. I am a living stone in God's spiritual house. I am risen with Christ. Amen. I am God's possession. I am victorious through faith.
Yes.
I am alive unto God.
Amen. Amen.
I believe every one of these.
Yes.
I know you do as well. So I think we have wonderful promises.
Yes.
We have Jesus himself who said, I am the bread of life.
Yes.
I am the truth. I am the way. I am
Amen.
The life. I am
Amen.
The door, the
right.
gate. I am
right.
the good shepherd.
Amen.
And I am the vine in many different places that Jesus said who he was,
yeah.
where we said where we were at, where Brother Branham said who he was and revealed, and where we are going to say I am and cause the greater works.
Amen.
I just want to encourage you that when we read our Bibles, keep on collecting the many places where it says about who you are,
yeah, right.
and just keep on believing him.
Right.
Keep on the fight. Keep on being encouraged. You know, may every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, right? It just causes
yeah.
you
to
grow, to change, and to be delivered and to be healed and set free.
Yes,
so that's what I have for this morning. As if this evening is that I am is in us. I am
Amen.
Was in the message that
right.
he sent for us. Because it's there too. He says, I send you,
right.
Elijah.
Amen.
So you am
right.
the recipient of that. It's beautiful, guys. We're really thankful to be a part of his chosen bride and
Amen.
Be a child of God
yes,
this
sir.
Evening.
Amen.
So with that, let's stand to our feet and pray. Oh, God, you're so merciful and you are so true and you are who you say you are. You are wonderful, Lord. You're the only one that we can come and run to when all else fails. We thank you so much for giving us such a spiritual truth in this hour and this age.
Amen.
We're asking that you will continue to build up this portion of your bride, Father, and the bride around the world. We thank you so much. We ask all who are thirst, we say, come drink from the fountains of water of life freely. God, you're giving so much in so many places. Your words are rich, and they do accomplish what you send them out to do.
Amen.
We pray for those who are yet to come in, Father, to your fold, that you will encourage them along in their walk.
Yes.
We pray for those who are by your grace saved and have been sealed with your Holy Ghost
yes.
of promise, that you will continue to
yes.
do, Father, in their life and continue to encourage them and continue to sustain them, Father, and
yes.
give them your faith when our faith
yes.
runs out, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you, brothers. Praise the Lord. God bless you, brother. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Just give him one more.
Amen.
Who's going to take a rapture?
I am.
Thank you. I hope you got that. Who's going to take a body change? Okay. And through him, he's going to do it through you. So I am. That I am. That's what I see about that scripture. He's saying, I am that I am I'm talking to you about. That's who I am. I am that I am. And it's very personal. Because there's no, it just takes a revelation to know who I am is. Because it comes with a name. It comes with many, many titles, but it's one man, Jesus Christ. He stood there. Moses stood there in front of Pharaoh, and Pharaoh looked around and said, I don't see no army, man. I got millions. I got all kind of military might here, and you're standing there with your brother, and your brother can't even talk. I mean, you can't even talk. Your brother's having to talk for you. Who's gonna deliver your people? Moses looked at him, I believe, and he said, I am. Because the I am told him he was the one who was going to do it. So Moses said, personally, I am. And who took him out? We know God did, but through who? Moses. Through the I am, Moses said, I'm going to take him out of here. So let's sing a song. God bless you. Good job, brother. Receive the benefits. The channel's been opened. Declare who you are. I am the bride of Jesus Christ. I am healed. So how positive.
And I live my life.
Thank you, Lord. Times, I'll be with you in the light times. He's always the light. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming tonight. We sure appreciate our brother. Good job. We really appreciate that. And we look forward to more parts of that. More of the I am. You can't exhaust the I am. You want to exhaust something that's eternal? No, it can't do that. But God bless you. Sunday, we have Mother's Day coming up. And bring your mothers or go visit your mother afterwards. Actually, we're having communion and foot washing, but we have something from the church for all the sisters here. And just keep Sister June in your prayer because Amy's in that late stage of dementia, and we've seen that, experienced it with Dad, and it's not pretty. And she's pretty much, she doesn't have a whole lot of support. She's got a brother that lives in Charleston, South Carolina. Daddy lives in South Carolina, and he's 92. And and she's just pretty much doing a lot of it by herself. And as soon as we got home off of the plane Monday from Jamaica, she turned around, packed another bag, and went straight down there. So she's coming back tomorrow, though. But just pray that she will be strong. And I just pray, as Sister Janine was asking about Andy there, I want you to remember Amy. I just pray the Lord wake her up just for 2 minutes. Let her come to herself for just a couple of minutes so she can realize what position she's in and what's going to happen if God don't touch her life. And if God doesn't touch her life, I want him to touch her soul. All she's got to do is say, God, I'm sorry for everything I did. What a mighty God. We don't have to do penance. We don't have to say Hail Marys. We don't have to say 45 verses and even know who Brother Branham was. Hello, somebody. She just needs to know Jesus Christ. And I just pray the Lord to give her that amount of time to say, God, I'm sorry for what I did. And if God takes her on, that's fine with me. We all want our brothers and sisters there, right? We want our kids there. We want everybody there. We want everybody. And all they've got to do is to say, I'm sorry. So just remember them. And June will be back, like I said, tomorrow. And then we'll have this weekend coming up. And just rejoice in the Lord. We love all of you. We thank you so much for praying while we were gone. If you want to watch, I know some of you already watched the sermon on the Spoken Word Apostolic Tabernacle website or the Facebook page. But if you go to Keith Reed's Facebook page, you will see the party they gave him for the 30 years. And you'll hear something you've never heard before. You know how we sing that song that about God and what he's done for us, and they play it about four times faster. It's almost really, really fast. The goodness of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen to it and see if you can tell me what. You don't even know what the song is, but man, after you do, it's just so beautiful. It's so pretty, but it's in Jamaica time. It's not in Southern time. It's in Jamaica time. So, but they had a real good time. They said to tell y'all thank you and love you. Brother Keith has always, always, everywhere he goes, he has told that group of any group of people that he knew Brother Dale, and he listened in, and he was a part of our church family, being 600, 700 miles away. So he's never denied that. He's always said that he got fed through this ministry. And then now he's took that ministry, and he has one of his own and a real good one. And he's very revered all over the, even in Africa now. He's going to Ghana and different places and Kenya. And he is wants me to go to Kenya with him next year, so we'll be praying about it. You want to go? Oh, yeah. Anderson, oh, yeah. But just keep that in prayer for Brother Keith and keep us in prayer. He's, he met several brothers over there in Kenya, and he was preaching, and when he got done, they came to him and said, you know Samuel Dale? He said, yeah. He said, you preach just like him. They've had the tapes for ever how many years they've been watching and listening to Dad way back when. I don't know how they got them, but they told him, said, you sound like Samuel Dale. We think we're just preaching to 20 or 30 or 50 or 100, but his voice goes around the world. Amen. And it's never going to stop. But we praise God for that. That's not bragging. That's just telling you the word of the Lord's going places that we don't even know it's going. And then when it's an opportunity for someone else to preach it and to realize that ministry is continuing on, even over in Kenya and different places like that, we sure do praise the Lord for that. So let's bow our heads and be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Our brother poured his heart out, Father, and I pray that you'll just be with him. Comfort him, Lord, that there's many things that was said, Father, that went deep into our heart. That to be confident and to know who that I am is and know where you are and what you're doing. Father, thank you so much for an opportunity to be in this great message of the hour. As our brother said, there's nothing else like it. You can't talk me out of this, Satan. No way. There's no one on this earth to talk you out of that. If you're born again by the Holy Spirit of God, you'll never be talked out. of believing this message, because it's you, Lord. It's you in bride form now. And you, through a prophet, said, she is him. So we are the part of the I am we're to play in the end time. Father, give us strength. Be with each one, Lord, that's had prayer requests. Touch each one, Father, as we come back together Sunday and honor our mothers. Father, I pray that you'd be with each one, Lord. Keep each one strong, healthy. Be with Brother Bob as he's traveling. And also, Brother Aaron will be gone to Ohio, Lord, preaching for them. Father, I pray that you'd be with them. Thank you for giving them time to get out, Lord, and go spread the gospel. I pray that you'd give us all traveling mercies home tonight till we come back together Sunday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.